Thanks for tuning in on this Tuesday. Steve Scafidi, host of Political Power, 620 WTMJ. We are waiting for the governor of the state of Wisconsin, Tony Evers. He's announced in a form of a press release this morning, an Office of Violence Prevention. We'll get to that. Certainly the big question for the governor is, are you running for re-election? Some great reporting in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning on state of the race, Republicans, some of the names that are being tossed around, including my friend Josh Showman, who I think is going to be on the program tomorrow. We'll see what he has to say about that, Washington County executive. Joining us now on the phone line is the governor of the great state of Wisconsin, Tony Evers. Good morning, Governor.
Hey, Steve. How's it going today?
I am well, and since I haven't had a chance to say it, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, thanks. Same to you.
All right.
It's a good year.
I hope so, and I am always optimistic, and we've met enough times, you probably know that to be the case, and I know you're optimistic. Let's talk about something that's on everyone's minds, and I know you've been asked about it. I know there's reporting in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, and I know you're not going to answer the question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Running for re-election, yes or no?
I'll decide after the budget. I'll be, you know, obviously I'm weighing that as we go forward, but until the budget is done, and that work is done probably in early summer, I would say. That's the time that I will be making that announcement. But nothing new today. Don't know, and we'll wait and see.
How about if I ask it this way? I'll be persistent, and then I'll move on. What are the arguments for running, and what are the arguments against running?
Those are things that I worry about. I'm not going to be sharing that. But no, I'm not going to answer it because I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to run. I frankly haven't spent a lot of time thinking about it. Obviously, at some point in time, I need to spend more time thinking about it. But with the budget and all those other things going on, it's just not a good way to figure something out, figure something like that out.
I'll ask this, and I will move on. Does political legacy matter to you?
No, absolutely not.
That's pretty declarative. It does not matter to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does not matter to me. What matters to me, and always has, is getting things done for the people of Wisconsin. And there isn't a political gain or loss on that. It's just doing the right thing.
All right, you mentioned the budget process. Is your administration actively, I've asked you this question, I think, all the years you've been governor, actively involved in working with Republican leadership to find some common ground?
Well, it's a little, I wish I could say yes, but the answer is no. What normally happens, and it happened last time, is a good example, is that my budget came out, the legislature started doing their things, and then we started to think through what needed to be done with, making sure that it happens in a bipartisan way, especially. And last time it was around the Brewers and the issues around shared revenue. There was lots of conversations around that. Every single piece of the budget, no. We kind of worked through the legislative groups on that and our staffs, but the big issues, and I anticipate there will be big issues again this time that both sides want, and as a result of that, we'll end up having conversations about those items.
Would you describe your relationship with Republican leadership, LeMahieu in the Senate, Voss in the Assembly, as better or worse than it was 4 years ago?
Yeah, I'd say better. Yeah, I mean, as I said last time with shared revenue, was that a really important thing? Yes, it was. And keeping the Brewers in Milwaukee, yes, it was. And so, yeah, having those conversations about big issues like that, I think, is important. And as a result of that, I would say it's improved. And I'm guessing with the number of Democrats in the legislature now that there might be more opportunities for people to realize that there are bipartisan things that we have to get done. We'll see.
Anything on using the surplus to directly go back to the people who paid it, tax credit, surplus, check, anything, any conversation about that?
There's conversations on our side, and it'll be something in my budget, but I just have to, make sure people understand we've been cutting taxes for middle class people since I became governor. I think I put it in each of my budgets, and so that's nothing new. And I'm anticipating that we'll do that again.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers joining us on the Political Power Hour on 620 WTMJ. You've been critical of your own Department of Public Instruction, calling it a mistake. That's a direct quote. To change how students are measured on state academic tests. So I guess my question is, so what will we do with that information? What, if anything, will change?
Yeah, and first of all, I know this because I was in that position. That's an independent agency run by an independent person that was elected by the people of Wisconsin. My problem with all that, it really, I haven't even taken a close look at to what exactly was done to the testing results. But it seemed to me that it caught many people by surprise, and it just seems like if the state superintendent had reached out to more people, more you know, people that are involved with our public schools, I think it would have been a better result. Whether what she did was right or wrong, I don't know about that. All I know is that there are a lot of people that seem exceedingly surprised by the change and wish that they could have input. And so that's my concern.
Yeah, I think on both sides there's been those questions. Would you consider endorsing a candidate in that race for superintendent of public instruction?
No, and that we're for sure not now, because we have a primary, and so I will not be doing that. And then after the primary, we'll see. But at this point in time, absolutely not.
The other one that you've been very vocal about is the failure of MPS to install school resource officers. I've been very vocal about my criticism of MPS. I do not understand a year later when it's required by law. We constantly go back and forth. The Milwaukee mayor's weighed in. Certainly MPS has had commentary. What should happen to MPS if they continue to, in my words, stonewall this state law?
Yeah, and that's just it, Steve. It is a law, and it needs to be followed. No, I don't think we're going to throw anybody into jail on that. But it looks like the city agrees to do it. The mayor wanted it. Possibly the issue might be who helps pay for it. But the bottom line is we just have to get this done. It seems ridiculous. I agree with you. If something's passed in the law, we should anticipate that whoever it impacts will follow through. And I believe it has to be done, and the sooner the better. I agree with you. I don't think we're going to be able to throw anybody in jail because of it. But at the end of the day, I don't think the city or the school district can afford not to follow the law. That seems wrong.
I know that you talked about giving voters and residents of Wisconsin a chance to change the rules, change the laws. It was met with a DOA response from the Republican leadership. Make the case.
Well, certainly. There's many states, I think it's over 20 states in this country that have the people of the state has an opportunity to, through a ballot initiatives, to create law and get it passed. And I think that's important. There's several things, and I can go through the list of things that, if you look at the Marquette poll, most people support it, and the Republicans don't. Well, the people of the state of Wisconsin should have an opportunity to weigh in. And so hopefully we'll find some measure that will allow that to happen. I think it's important. I think it's important to, if you get the population of Wisconsin, the ones that are voting, to get behind an initiative, they should be able to make that happen. It seems to be a logical thing for us to do.
Last thing for you, Governor. I know you have to get off on your day, but you signed an executive order this morning creating a Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention, essentially funding efforts sort of looking at gun safety reform and other initiatives. Walk us through that.
Certainly. Well, it's an office that will be in the Department of Administration. It's a way for us as a state to take this issue around violence and especially gun violence seriously. And so we'll be working with all sorts of people across the state. It's an opportunity to bring people together on these important issues. People are tired of the violence. They're tired of gun violence in particular. And we lead the nation in many places, or in many parts of this this issue, especially in gun violence. And we just can't stand for that anymore. So we're putting this office together, and we're putting $10 million behind it. And you know that money will work with will help us work with other agencies and organizations across the state to really bring some unanimity on this issue. It's really important to bring people together and solve this problem.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, always appreciate you taking the time to talk to us and our fans and listeners. Happy New Year, and we'll talk again.
Yeah, take care, Steve. Have a good one.
You're listening to Political Power Hour, 620 WTMJ.